WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Less than 0.5% of the eligible voters in the Bryan School District participated in the first week of the district's special election. There are more than 49,000 registered in Bryan ISD. Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock says through Saturday, 183 went to Arena Hall. The Bryan School Board wants to raise the property tax rate for maintenance and operations by 2 cents in order to access more state funding. We'll hear more from School Board Vice President Mark McCall later this morning on the show. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30. Arena Hall, which is the only location for early voting, is off Tabor Road west of the freeway near Bonham Elementary School. Brazos County Commissioners got an earful at their last meeting about changing plans to widen Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch.
Four people who live in and around the Nantucket subdivision say their safety and quality of life are threatened by not dropping the idea of a center turning lane on Arrington and creating a four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street in and out of the new Margrave subdivision where 1,000 homes are planned to be built. After the meeting, County Judge Joanne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized.
I know they're unhappy with us and they don't like the alignment, and I'm not saying that it's going to be that way or not, but we'll have some more discussions about it. But there's a lot more involved than just, you know, we just don't want people going through because we're not going to stop people from going through there.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
We came here because we looked for a particular quality of life, and we've been very fortunate to enjoy that. It doesn't mean we're completely giving it up or that we should have to move. But it's that we have to acknowledge that growth is here, and how can we best handle that growth?
Commissioners have not taken action on an interlocal agreement that's been approved by the College Station City Council. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The weekend did not start well for the owners of 15 vehicles in College Station. Last Friday morning, police received reports of vehicle burglaries where forced entry was made in most of the incidents. No guns were taken, but the losses included backpacks, wallets, and electronics. 11 of the 15 vehicles were parked at a location which CSPD identified only as along Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. Three of the other vehicles were along Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welburn and Welsh. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and parts of Leon counties, thanked the president for his swift action to sign a law that includes his bill to deliver targeted tax relief to the victims of Hurricanes Harvey, Irma, and Maria. When asked to respond to critics about relief assistance in Puerto Rico, Brady says the island had other challenges before the hurricane hit.
I know this administration's all in, and so is Congress, to help them.
Brady says a variety of federal regulations have been waived to assist the relief effort in Puerto Rico. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 71 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Bianski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Good morning, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:10. Time to give you some weather. Brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club memberships for year-round discounts on service and repairs at malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference Here are the numbers.
Some sunshine today. It'll warm us up to about 85 to 90 degrees as the day goes on. We may see a shower or a thunderstorm. Clouds tonight, there's the chance for a shower or storm. Overnight lows are going to be 70 to 75. Clouds for tomorrow, chance for showers and thunderstorms. Afternoon highs 85 to 90 degrees. Scattered showers, thunderstorms tomorrow night, we're 70 to 75. More showers and thunderstorms possible Wednesday, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin following the Aggies' big win over South Carolina on Saturday. He was quite complimentary of the 12th man and the kind of noise they were making, so we'll hear a little bit from Coach in just a little bit, as well as the Paris News is reporting that former Aggie football player and coach Gene Stallings has been hospitalized once again, this time for what is believed to be a heart attack. Of course, Stallings underwent some minor strokes in May and August of this year, so his health has been kind of deteriorating a little bit, or just kind of been a problem here recently for him. So we'll talk about that, as well as the AP College Football Top 25 is out. All that and more coming up in sports.
Let me see if we can guess who's number one. Yeah.
Numero uno. But yep. By the way, Clemson's gotten quite a few votes.
Okay.
So they've got 7, I think, to Bama's 15, I want to say.
Well, so now, I don't know if you saw some of the social media accounts sharing photoshopped image that makes it look like NFL players burning the American flag. Did you see that?
No,
I didn't.
While their teammates cheer him on, the player would be Michael Bennett.
Oh.
Yeah,
but it's photoshopped, you
it
said?
Is.
Yeah,
it's photoshopped. The fake photo shared thousands of times, being used by some to claim professional athletes were being disrespectful and should be fired. The original photo that has been photoshopped appears to have been taken from the Seattle Seahawks website, and it was shot in 2015. Shows Michael Bennett leading his team in a victory dance in the locker room. A lot of people online pointed out that the photo had the burning flag clearly was fake because there's sprinklers in the locker room, which
unfortunately, some idiot's going to believe it too.
They will. So you got that going on. So the weather.
The weather.
Nothing says small talk like talking about the weather, so we're going to do a little small talk here and talk about the weather, because apparently we waste a whole lot of time in our lives doing that very thing. According to a survey, the average person spends about 2 hours a week checking the forecast or talking about the weather.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they say. That comes out to like 4 days a year, or about 10 months over the course of our life. So, and we were talking to Gary Miller from BTU last week. Okay, now for them, the weather is really important.
Yeah.
Because if they know that it's going to get really hot or really cold, then they got an opportunity to make some cha-ching, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that does kind of matter a little bit. And it does matter for farmers, because they do need to kind of be ready for the rain, or hope that the rain gets here. The rest of us are just mozons complaining about the weather. Survey confirmed that no matter what the weather might be, we're going to complain about it. 46% complain whenever it's hot outside, and 39% complain about the wind, and 14% complain about the rain.
It's just an icebreaker. How about this weather we've been having,
huh? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But again, some people, it really is their world. The rest of us, we just do that.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you want to see the president, he's going to be on with Sean Hannity on Wednesday, October the 4th, that's this Wednesday at 8 o'clock local time. He'll be at the Morgantown Theater in West Virginia. Reportedly, people will be able to ask questions, supposedly a live audience of Republicans, Democrats, and Independents. Third time that Sean has had the president on, interviewed him during the Republican primaries and following his inauguration in January.
He's going to take a town hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure, he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see how that goes.
We'll see how
they screen the questions. 7:14. So do you know anybody who has their television hanging over their fireplace?
Us.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
for me.
Okay. Well, so now there's some question about whether or not you should do that.
Yeah.
Okay. So clearly, you know, you got a couch facing your fireplace. That's cool. Then you can face your TV as well, and it looks nice over the mantle and all that kind of stuff. All right. So you hang your flat screen right above the fireplace, and aside from the fact that the heat rising isn't necessarily great for fancy electronics.
Yeah.
You shouldn't hang a television above even a decorative fireplace. Experts recommend the top screen should be, top of the screen, should be at like a 15 to 35 degree angle from the horizontal plane of your eye.
Ah.
Which means that your flat panel mounted above the fireplace, not only an eyesore, but it can be muscle sore.
Too high. Yeah.
There you go. Because it's hung above the fireplace, you're looking up there, and it can become uncomfortable over time.
Oh, my neck.
Makes sense. Oh.
Just letting you know. But all again, right. It does. It looks really, really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, dramatic.
It should be at eye level where you're sitting at on your couch or your chair.
And, of course, you know, that brings up the other thing. If you watch how people hang pictures sometimes.
Right.
You know, sometimes they're hung really, really at the wrong angle. It's one of them things you learn if you go to a museum.
See, yeah. In order to get the right angle for my TV, it's a little more difficult because I got one of them curved TVs.
Do you have one of those?
I got one of them curved TVs. A Best Buy salesman talked me into it. I was there to get a charger for my laptop and walked away with a 47-inch TV.
Sometimes you're just too friendly, Zach.
Yeah, well.
You should have just said, no thanks. Yeah.
And I actually got a pretty good deal on it. It was the floor model and like the last year's edition. And it didn't come with a remote, though. They had to give me a universal remote. They threw that in there for free.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
But it's curved. It's definitely, it's got that depth perception
now,
to it.
Now, so what did you do differently? All right, first of all, how big is the screen?
45, 47, 45, I think.
And really, how far away are you from the screen?
Not very far. Yeah, probably about 15 feet.
Right, okay. So do you sit out and just
maybe
put on headphones
probably
and
less
just
than that, probably.
Zone out? Okay. Now, but here's the deal. What have you done differently because you have a curved screen TV, number one?
Okay.
And number two, when does it really make a difference? So what have you done? What did you do differently now that you got this curved screen TV?
So it sits directly across from the window. The couch is in front of the window.
Okay.
So the window's in my back. The problem, the one bad drawback on the curved TVs is that the glare is magnified. So if it has any kind of glare,
so it's worse.
So it goes across the screen. And so we actually, well, it wasn't necessarily for this. More or less my dog destroyed our blinds. But we have like a sheet, I guess.
No, I got two words. That's aluminum foil.
Yeah, well.
Oh, my gosh.
It's almost like you'd be from East Texas.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, okay.
But yeah, so that's the one drawback on it. That's really the only thing that's actually
all right.
Been
and
bad about
so
it.
What's really enhanced?
Well, the depth. I mean, it really helps with the depth.
Okay.
It's pretty cool watching that, especially, you know, if it's something that you're like a distance type shot.
So you're watching a lot of National Geographics and Smithsonian now?
Yeah, that's
of that?
That's what it is. All the educational stuff. Yeah. PBS. I'd like to keep Cooper informed.
Now
too,
you can't tell on sporting events, huh?
You can a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, it helps with the depth no matter what. But if generally, say you're watching football, it's side to side. It's left to right. It's not front to back.
Okay.
Baseball's a little bit different in that it's front to back whenever you've got the shot behind the pitcher and he's throwing from the mound. So that's pretty cool.
Okay.
All I know is that the Best Buy salesman must have done a better job than you are at convincing us about this curved TV.
I'm just saying, and it was a smart TV. That was the biggest thing because
cool.
I had a dumb TV before.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Smart TVs are cool. Yep. We have one of those.
Yep. That does make your life a little bit different. That's for sure. Well, okay. Curved TV.
Got it.
Keep us up to date on that.
You'll just have to come over for the Super Bowl or something.
Tonight would be perfect. The voice. I mean, the voice of the curved TV.
Yeah, lots of depth
Could
in the voice.
Could there be anything better for that? All right. But then there's what's the other show? American Idol.
Oh.
All right. So
is that
now,
on tonight, too?
No, but I think, you know, so it's Luke Bryan, and it's Lionel Richie, and it's Katy Perry.
Okay.
And I don't want to do the story now, because we'll do it later,
okay.
But apparently Ryan Seacrest has decided we want to know his opinion.
Oh, right.
And I didn't know we did, but I guess we do.
Because we care.
So Lil Wayne, he's been here.
Yeah.
Okay, played Reed.
Wheezy, baby.
Yeah, okay.
Wheezy.
Had a concert at the Colonial Life Arena in Columbia, South Carolina, Saturday night, but didn't.
Oh.
It was canceled because he refused to go through the security check to get in the building.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wayne, what are you packing, buddy?
Yeah.
What's going
on
here?
Why do you need it?
Well, they asked him what was in his cup.
Yeah. So he was not allowed in. Fans were offered refunds for the concert.
Oh, my.
Now, who wants to go up on stage and make that announcement?
Oh, gosh.
Management of the arena said it wasn't to make an exception for Lil Wayne, even though he was the headliner.
Yeah.
Just because he didn't want to go through the venue's standard safety
procedures. I wonder if the other artists, because usually there's people who come on before. I wonder if they still had, at least had some type of entertainment.
Well, I guess they probably did. Because everybody still got refunded. Right,
yeah.
Everybody else was willing to
I can't imagine going through the effort. I don't go to concerts very often unless they're, you know, just like smaller ones around the area. But I can't imagine kind of making the effort to go to a big concert like that just to be told that they're not coming on.
Well, Lil Wayne might have had some of his scissor in his cup.
Well, it could have been. There's no doubt. Student at South Carolina at Clemson won the lottery and it set off her pacemaker.
Whoa, oh, wait, what?
20 years old, Brianna Mathis of Clemson scratched a $5 ticket to reveal winnings of $125,000. And so that's when the shock actually got the best of her, causing her pacemaker to have to start beeping frantically. She says, after I got over the shock of winning, I gave the ticket to Fort Knox for safekeeping. Fort Knox is her name for mama.
Oh.
Gave the ticket to her mom. So that she, you know, her heart calmed down, the pacemaker quit sounding off, and she's fine.
Oh,
claims
good.
To use the cash, $125,000, to pay off a student loan and help her mom buy a house.
Well, very cool.
Wow.
So there you go.
Buy her own vault for the Fort Knox.
Yeah. So I know this is shocking news, but getting your eyeballs tattooed.
Oh, I saw this picture of this. Yes,
could result in some serious consequences.
Oh, okay.
Kat Gallagher wanted to feel more at home in her body, she said. So that's why she decided to get rid of those ugly whites of her eyes and had them permanently etched blue.
Oh.
It's called a sclera tattoo. Doctors believe the equipment was not properly sanitized.
Oh, really now?
Now she's getting... Yeah, and again, if it was sanitized, it'd be okay to do that? I know, Halloween's coming up.
It's obviously this isn't to the same degree, but I knew some people who got tattoos on their lips.
And it
goes away eventually. And it was a big... I guess this was several years ago.
But it was a thing. Yeah.
Catching a face.
Well, it works for livestock, not so much for people, okay?
That's what I was thinking of. That horse with the lip tattoo last week.
That'll work, yeah, exactly. So, now purple fluid's coming out of her eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, not a good idea.
It was pretty nasty. Yeah. She's not going to get a boyfriend that way.
No, probably not. And I'm sure she probably posted a picture somewhere. Hey, Chelsea, great news.
Yeah?
It's spider mating season.
Oh, great news. There was a dead one on our kitchen floor yesterday, and it was dead, and I still wouldn't touch it.
Well, and the deal is, I mean, if you remember even Charlotte's Web, we learned how, you know, mama spiders don't have just one or two, okay?
No, there's several.
Pretty much a bunch of them. Yep.
And I've done that. I've killed a spider, and it was
and the baby's
packing.
Stirring.
It was packing. And next thing you know, there's like
that
a zillion
that's
of
the
them.
Creepiest,
man.
Anyway, so.
Not
there,
good.
There you go. Just
thanks,
just
though. Thanks for the info.
That. I know, just wanted to know. All right, so Forever 21.
Yes.
Okay.
There's one in our mall here.
We have one here.
We do.
Okay. Well, here you go. The clothing store Forever 21 has just announced that they're teaming with Taco Bell for a new fashion line.
What?
We're talking shirts, women's bodysuits, sweatshirts, jackets.
I need a
more.
Taco bodysuit, please.
I mean, really?
Are we talking tacos?
They've released a few. No. No.
Are we talking it raining some tacos?
No, I don't want to do that. I'm just saying, though, it's a matter I don't understand why it is that people think that it's okay to spend money to advertise somebody else. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, if they want to give them away, then...
It's raining tacos.
It could do that.
From out of the sky.
But I mean, tacos?
No need to ask why. Just open your mouth and close your eyes. It's raining tacos.
Ooh.
Raining tacos.
They go on sale the 11th of next month.
Oh, okay, good.
So there.
I had already Googled it and nothing was coming up.
Oh, that's the reason. They have some promo pictures out there someplace.
Oh, okay. Just not on their website yet.
Hey, it's just in time for White Elephant gifts for Christmas.
There you go.
And after all, and because Taco Bell is moving upscale, right? Didn't we decide?
Yeah, cantinas, they're
so
opening.
There. We'll look forward to that. All right, 7:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. We're going to be in the upper 80s all week long, as a matter of fact, and the lows will probably be in the middle 70s. But the news, I guess, is showers. Got a 20% chance this afternoon, 30% tonight. And then tomorrow during the day, a 60% chance of rain. Diminishes to 50% on Tuesday night and still kind of hangs around on Wednesday and Wednesday night. By the time we get to the weekend, though, it'll be plenty sunny. And again, like I say, we'll be in the middle to upper 80s all week long. Right now, the winds are out of the east at 3, 90% relative humidity. Fair skies is 71.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Good news here, folks. The Supreme Court has decided to take the case of Mark Janus. He's an Illinois state employee who objected to mandatory union fees. In his state, 35,000 government employees are represented by various unions. In early 2016, a similar case brought by a California school teacher was brought before the court when Justice Scalia died. The court split 4-4, leaving the issue unresolved. It was widely believed that the full court, with 9 justices, would have ruled against the state unions, which would have been a huge blow to liberals, loosening their stranglehold on the 22 states with right-to-work laws. Now, don't think for a minute the left doesn't know what's at stake here. The 4 largest government unions, the National Education Association, the American Federation of Teachers, the Service Employees International Union, and the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, they're all on high alert. They're calling the case a well-funded plot to use the Supreme Court to further rig the economic rules against everyday working people. This case is about giving everyday working people the right to opt out of a rigged system that benefits Democrats. Government employees are forced to hand over hard-earned money to unions, which then funnel that money right back to the Democrats. Next June, the Supreme Court can finally unrig this particular money laundering scheme. That's why the unions are in full-fledged panic, as it should be.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH 800-440-4833 or go to lifelock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski. Anco Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. Anco's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit Anco today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 71 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The lone site for voters in the Bryan School District special election has not seen many people. Brazos County Elections Administrator Trudy Hancock reports a turnout of 183 in the first week. That's out of more than 49,000 who are registered. We'll hear more from Bryan School Board Vice President Mark McCall later this morning on the show. This year's BISD budget dropped the property tax rate for paying bonds by 3 cents. The board also based the budget on voters approving increasing the property tax rate by 2 cents for maintenance and operations. That will generate an additional $3 million in state money and $1.4 million from local property owners. If voters defeat the special question, the board says they will consider significant budget reductions that result in cuts. Early voting continues through Friday between 7:30 and 5:30 at Arena Hall, which is off Tabor Road west of the freeway near Bonham Elementary School. The day after the College Station City Council approved an interlocal agreement with Brazos County to rebuild Arrington Road south of William D. Fitch, county commissioners heard from opponents.
Marie Wolf is among those against making a four-way intersection with Arrington, Harper's Ferry, and a street going in and out of the new Margrave subdivision, where 1,000 homes are planned to be built.
The realignment will bring our traffic counts to 2,200 on Harper's Ferry. In January 2016, with just Indian Lakes traffic, we had a maximum of 650 vehicles per day. The county engineer promises they will do traffic counts, and if something needs to be done, they will address the issue then. Then we'll be too late. The harm will have been done and the options limited.
Opponents are also against the county dropping the idea of adding a center turn lane on Arrington. After the meeting, County Judge Dwayne Peters told WTAW News the plans have not been finalized, but he emphasized there's nothing that can be done about increased traffic going through Nantucket to get to Highway 6.
That traffic can come out of that Margrave track, take a right, go down to Harper's Ferry, and take a left, and still drive through the neighborhood. If that's the convenient way that they want to go out, is to go to the bypass, that's what they'll do even if they don't line up. But then you've got all the problems created that not having a four-way stop might help.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney told WTAW News he understands what's happening in Nantucket because there's a proposal for a new housing development behind his home on North Forest Drive in Emerald Forest.
It's working together, acknowledging that change is happening, that we are a growing area, and trying to make it as good as we possibly can be. Will it be the same? No. It won't be the same for the folks in Nantucket, just as it won't be the same for myself or the folks who live on my street.
County commissioners have not taken action on the interlocal agreement with College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
For the second time in 2 weeks, there is building news from Texas A&M's College of Agriculture. Groundbreaking took place last week on a new plant pathology and microbiology building. The $49 million structure, which will be located between the Horticulture Forest Science Building and the Rosenthal Meat Science and Technology Center, is scheduled to be completed in May of 2019. This follows the opening of the new Wildlife, Fisheries, and Ecological Sciences Building on John Kimbrough. College Station police received 15 vehicle burglary reports in less than 4 hours last Friday morning. 11 of the 15 vehicles were at a location CSPD described only as along Harvey Mitchell near Welburn. 3 of the other cases were off Southwest Parkway, somewhere between Welsh and Welburn. Forced entry was made to get into 14 of the 15 vehicles. Anything of value was taken, which included wallets, backpacks, and electronics. No guns were reported stolen. Tweets from President Trump during the weekend included his plans for hurricane relief in Puerto Rico. Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes, Madison, and part of Leon counties, says Congress and the president are all in when it comes to hurricane relief in Puerto Rico in light of some criticism about federal efforts.
We moved very quickly to get Puerto Rico and Virgin Islands the same tax breaks that our communities will get, and why the president waived a number of key regulations to speed up international aid and make sure we get the food and water and medicine to them the quickest and in the most affordable way.
Brady says a hurricane relief bill signed by the president last Friday provides targeted tax relief that allows victims to, among other things, dip into retirement funds without penalty and write off more property losses. Las Vegas police say they've determined that a woman they were seeking is no longer considered a person of interest in the deadly mass shooting at a country musical festival. Police say they don't believe 62-year-old Mary Lou Danley was involved in the Sunday night shooting that killed at least 50 people and wounded more than 200. The gunman has been identified as 64-year-old Stephen Paddock. Paddock died after police confronted him last night on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Casino Hotel Tower on the Las Vegas Strip. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It is 71 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hey guys, Zach Taylor in studio with Jen from Zweiker and Associates. And Jen, I know that previously, or at least the past few months or so, it's been more of a seller's market. Mm-hmm. But the tide's starting to change a little bit, and we're starting to see it more and more kind of range over to being more of a buyer's market.
Absolutely. So I would say, you know, up until really the last few months of 2015, it was very much a seller's market. 2016, we started seeing the shift to more of a balanced market. Mm-hmm. We did have a really strong spring and early summer, but now we're starting to see some interesting changes. So for a while, we talked about the fact that 275,000 to 400,000 price range was really overbuilt, and there were some great opportunities for buyers there, but things are still tight, you know, 200,000 mm-hmm. and below. We're starting to see homes sit on the market a little bit longer in that price range though.
Okay.
So buyers who are thinking, I don't want to get in a competing offer situation, I don't want to have to pay over asking price, now have an opportunity to take advantage of great interest rates and more inventory. So maybe it's time to get back in the game.
Jen Zweiker, Zweiker & Associates. Be sure to check them out at zarealestate.com.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Jackie Voss, Allstate Insurance, Jason Byanski, BCR Realtor, Fast Signs, Kelly Burt Dozer, Intech Pest Management, Service Insurance Group, Citizen State Bank, Glockson Family Partnership, Memorial Funeral Chapel, Napa Auto Parts, Strata Auto Repair, Reedfield Meats and Deli, Prosperity Bank, and Burnside Services, Inc.
Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November, we'll be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
Whether you have a swimming pool or looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all major manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
Good morning. It's 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Infomaniacs, we're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And weather sponsored by Pottery Garden. Pottery Garden offers quality, freeze-proof pottery from succulent sizes to 4 feet tall that will last much longer than what you'll find at other stores. Stop by Pottery Garden today on North Avenue in the Garden District.
Over the next few days, the weather pattern looks to take a turn towards the wetter on us. Today, partial sunshine, 85 to 90. There is the threat of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Clouds night, there could be a shower or storm. Overnight lows 70 to 75. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible tomorrow. Highs will be 85 to 90. Showers and storms 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Showers, thunderstorms 85 to 90 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here, a little bit from Coach Kevin Sumlin following the big win against South Carolina on Saturday, as well as Aggie soccer got a big victory. And the ladies will be back in action this evening. I'll tell you when and where you can listen to them. Former Texas A&M football player and coach Pat Stallings is Gene Stallings. Gene Stallings, excuse me, Pat. I don't know why I said Pat Stallings. I know what his name is. But Gene Stallings has reportedly undergone a heart attack. And so he is reportedly at least in the hospital right now, seems to be doing okay. But we'll hear a little bit more about that coming up. All that more coming up in sports.
Hey, look, we found something even worse than a friend asking you to help them move.
No, really?
Which can be, and you know, if you got a truck, it's going to happen, right?
It does.
I think the three of us drive one, that's what happens. 36-year-old guy named Patrick Adams Jr., Great Falls, Montana, asked a couple of friends to help him move last July. They couldn't have been close friends since, well, they'd never been to his house before.
Okay.
But they agreed to do it anyway. One of them even rented a U-Haul.
Oh, wow.
And they cleared the house out for him. In fact, two full U-Haul trips.
Oh, wow.
Well, it turns out it wasn't his house.
Oh.
he actually lied to his friends about helping him move. They were actually helping him rob the place.
Oh.
Police investigated. They finally did arrest Patrick last Thursday for felony burglary and felony criminal mischief. Looking at 30 years in prison and a $100,000 fine.
Oh, my
gosh. Well, that's unfortunate. Yeah.
Fortunately, his friends are not looking at any charges. They had no idea.
I was going to say, I guess they were able to vet them well enough.
They had no idea.
My.
Two loads in the U-Haul.
Yeah. That's crazy.
No,
usually when people, usually when people ask, it's like a piece of furniture or can you help me move the big stuff?
And I know that you did want to live on the third floor of the apartment complex.
Of course.
Until that happened. All right. So a while back, you told us that you have this deal where your dog gets a package every month,
Bark
right?
Box.
Bark Box.
Yes.
Right. So now has the October Bark Box gotten here yet?
Not yet. Usually they ship in the middle of the month.
Okay.
September came, a couple of weeks ago.
Did we talk about what September
I don't know
was?
If we did. Okay. And because it was actually really cute. So they did like a back to school theme.
Okay.
She even received a letter of acceptance from Bark University.
Very nice.
Oh my gosh.
And her toys. So one was, this like fat frat dude, and his name is Rad Chad, and he had on like the backwards cap and like the pastel like fishing shirt. And so anyway, that was pretty funny. The other one was a red Solo cup with stuffed like beer pong balls.
Oh no.
In the so it was like a college, it was like themed.
Back to school.
Yep, college back to school themed bark box. It was
very
really nice.
They just had like a little foam keg that would just complete
it. I know. Yeah. So I'm assuming October will be Halloween.
Yeah,
but
that would make sense.
The next few months are pretty easy. You know, you just holiday theme.
Yep.
But we'll see.
All right, so other things coming up with the holidays, and already I know you're worried about finding that gift that for the person that's really hard to come up with.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So why not designer pickles?
Designer pickles.
That's right. Delish.com reports that Mouth's Pickles Every Month Club delivers four jars of brined goodness every month and include flavors like bacon, Old Bay seasoning.
Okay.
And even cherry, tomatoes, watermelon, or okra.
Scott, that's the gift that keeps on giving all year round.
Hey, it ain't cheap. $54 a month.
Oh,
whoa!
Oh, wow.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Jeez. Some high dollar pickles. Man.
Well, but again, bacon pickles. Why would you not want bacon pickles?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. I like pickles, but I don't know.
Not that much.
Mm-mm.
According to a new survey, 55% of us find ourselves physically attractive.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that, you know, people are so worried about self-confidence these days you know, self-esteem. I think we're doing just fine.
Well, again, I don't know the age group that they talk to, but 55% find ourselves physically attractive. 10% said very attractive.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
45% somewhat attractive, and 31% don't think they're attractive. And then there's 11% who's not sure.
Oh, not sure.
Really? Okay. I don't know if I'm attractive
or not. Okay, about a third of the people in the survey said they care if other people think they're good looking. And then a third said that they really don't care very much.
Well, what difference does it make if you think you're good looking or not? That really makes absolutely no difference.
I guess it's,
other than
your
self-esteem,
it's it's the whole self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
I think that's
I ever feel like I'm ugly, I just call Mom, and she tells me it's so handsome.
Makes you feel so much better.
Thanks, Mom. And Grandma, too.
Sure.
Yeah.
An ancient underwater forest has been discovered.
Oh.
Hiding off the coast of Alabama?
Oh,
An underwater forest?
Yep, Alabama. NBC News says the forest was hidden under a thick layer of sediment until 2004, when it's believed that Hurricane Ivan washed most of that away. The exact location of the forest remained unknown until local fishermen spotted something odd on their sonar. That's when scientists were called in to investigate. They say the trees under the water date back as far as the Ice Ages. That'd be 60,000 years ago.
Whoa.
Researchers from LSU, they have a pretty bad football team, estimated the forest was about a half square mile within what is now the Gulf of Mexico, believed to have once been an island with a fresh river going through it. Scientists study in the trees to figure out what the heck's going on
there. Very cool.
So where would you think of an off-the-coast forest? But in
due south of Gulf Shores, Alabama, the official vacation spot of the SEC.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I remember commercials,
I had no idea.
Because I've been there a couple times. Okay. It was actually a lot of fun.
So here we go. Here's our fashion note for today. Ridiculous sweater trends coming back. We don't get to wear sweaters here very much.
We really don't.
Well, I'm wearing a sweater right now.
Okay, that's for cold for like 3 weeks. But anyway, but I think they're talking probably sweaters for girls. if you can find yourself a normal crew neck sweater, grab it for sure. Rack.com says fancy shirting with all the bell sleeves, cold shoulders. What's a cold shoulder?
Oh, like off the shoulder.
Okay,
so
I got
your shoulder is cold.
Extra ruffles and random ties and sashes are everything this fall.
Okay.
Ties and sashes randomly placed on your sweater.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Just so you can know, 746.
Here are five reasons why you need to have your next corporate retreat, company gathering, or holiday party at Wind Dancer Retreat. Number one, enjoy the natural beauty, the postcard-like view, while accomplishing your business-driven mission. Number two, Wind Dancer Retreat is a state-of-the-art facility with necessary technological and audiovisual equipment. Number three, Wind Dancer Retreat is eager to accommodate any reasonable request from 2 to 300. Number four, Wind Dancer Retreat is a short 20-minute drive from North Bryan. And number five, at Wind Dancer Retreat, there are on-site representatives experienced in handling events. They know everything about their site and can suggest ways to make your retreat run smoothly. Get in touch with Wind Dancer now to book your preferred dates. You have several options to choose from for a corporate retreat in the Brazos Valley. Why not choose Wind Dancer Retreat? Learn more at winddancerretreat.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
I like to build things. Actually, I only like to build things if the instructions are well written. Poor instructions leave me frustrated and stuck on the phone with a customer service rep somewhere in the world. I want clear directions and a smooth experience. I want everything to work right the first time. Is that too much to ask? Well, I guess that's why sometimes I wish I had a clear set of blueprints to help me raise my kids. Step-by-step instructions would help me to see my parenting a lot more clearly. I'd know exactly what I'm doing well and exactly where I could improve. I could raise my children with the certainty that everything would work right the first time. There's just one problem. There's no such thing as a step-by-step parenting manual, and there never will be. And that's because children aren't mathematical equations we can solve with detailed calculations. You can't mix a list of precisely measured ingredients together and expect a perfect child to emerge. Parenting isn't rocket science. It's relationship. From books to radio programs like mine, you can find a lot of great parenting tips out there. But by themselves, those strategies don't have much value. Even good instructions have their limitations. The magic isn't in the specific parenting idea itself, but in the way mom and dad apply those strategies to their situation. And that can only come through relationship. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Dale.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou is like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Some quick high school football scores from Friday night. A&M Consolidated rallied to top Waco 35-31. College Station edged Bryan in a thriller 35-34. Runner fell to St. Pius X 49-0. And Brazos Christian rolled over Somerville 59-32. Milano got the best of St. Joe's 41-7, and Allen Academy outdueled Community Christian 51-49. In the college game, Texas A&M pulled off its third straight second-half comeback to top South Carolina 24-17 Saturday at Kyle Field. Senior running back Keith Ford had a big night, running for 70 yards and two touchdowns. Meanwhile, freshman Kellen Mond completed 19 of 27 pass attempts for 159 yards while also racking up 95 yards on the ground. Now, the defense had a big evening as well, getting to Gamecocks quarterback Jake Bentley seven times, four times in the fourth quarter alone. Coach Kevin Sumlin said the raucous 12th man had a lot to do with that.
I just want to thank our fans. The third and fourth quarter, I thought our fans impacted the football game. I know that our players felt the energy, particularly defensively. I think that it impacted our opponent and their ability to communicate. You know, I thought our fans were outstanding tonight.
And Coach, we'll hope the 12th man is back in force this Saturday when the Aggies take on top-ranked Alabama. To get more of Coach Sumlin's take on the win, as well as the matchup against the Crimson Tide, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. The Paris News reports that former Aggie football player and coach Gene Stallings has been hospitalized from what is believed to be a heart attack. This is according to a post from the Lamar Avenue Church of Christ prayer request website via Molly Woodall, a fellow member of the church with Stallings and his wife, Ruth Ann Stallings. Stallings suffered minor strokes in May and August of this year and had to cancel sports-related events he was scheduled to speak at because of the strokes. Now, in both cases, the strokes were minor and Stallings made a full recovery. The new AP College Football Top 25 is out. Leading the way is Alabama, followed by Clemson, Oklahoma, and Penn State. Georgia, Washington, Michigan, TCU, Wisconsin, and Ohio State make up 5 through 10. Now, if you'd like to check out the full list, go to our website, WTAW.com. Allie Watt found the net twice, and number 23 Aggie soccer topped Arkansas 2-1 Friday night to move to 3-1 in SEC play. Now, the ladies will be back in action this evening to host Utah Valley at 7 o'clock. Broadcast will be on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, Aggie volleyball picked up its first conference win of the season Friday, blanking Georgia 3-0. And top-ranked Texas A&M men's golf currently sits in fourth place following the opening round at the Marquette Intercollegiate yesterday.
Deshaun Watson threw for four touchdowns and ran for another as the Houston Texans stomped the Tennessee Titans 57-14 yesterday.
You know, just bringing the energy and leadership to this team. And I try to do that each and every play, make sure we're in the right play, and just kind of continue to grow from there. So I have a long way to go, and, you know, it's still early in my career, and just hope to build on it.
Watson became the first rookie since Fran Tarkenton to throw for four scores and add another on the ground. The 57 points was also a franchise record for Houston, which improves to 2-2 on the year. Up in Arlington, the Los Angeles Rams managed to overcome two first-half touchdowns from Ezekiel Elliott to down the Dallas Cowboys 35-30. Todd Gurley finished with 121 yards rushing and 94 receiving for the Rams, who improved to 3-1 on the year. Meanwhile, the Cowboys fall to 2-2. Now, Monday Night Football this evening has the Washington Redskins paying a visit to the Kansas City Chiefs. Kickoff for that one is at 7:30 with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Houston Astros wrapped up the regular season with a 4-3 victory yesterday over the Boston Red Sox. Now, the Stros will have a couple of days off before kicking off a divisional series against the Sox on Thursday. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers finished the year on a low note, falling to the Oakland A's 5-2. Aggie Daniel Mangdon struck out eight and walked one over seven shutout innings for the A's as he helped drop the Rangers' final record to 78-84. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Fordham Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate it. The deal of the day from Team Fordham Navasota is huge. Ford is saying that you do not have to pay a dime until next year if you buy a new Ford car or truck. How cool is that? No payments until 2018. Find out everything you need to know by going to Team Ford of Navasota, right there on Highway 6 in Navasota next to Sioux Falls Prater, or you can get the details online at teamofnavasota.com. Again, that's teamofnavasota.com for zero payments until 2018.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, health care providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Core Performance, BetaMed, and we'll learn ways to sleep better and to de-stress. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kia Sera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, a couple of minutes till. Next half hour, the songs that make you work faster. Because after all, you want to get your work done, right?
Yeah.
We got music that will help you do that.
Lots of Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, let me see, who else? Nora Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nora Jones will help you work faster. Yeah. The Environmental Protection Agency says an unknown amount of dangerous chemical linked to birth defects and cancer may have washed downriver from a Superfund site in Houston.
Yikes.
During the flooding, CBS News says the EPA has ordered the companies responsible for the San Jacinto River waste pits to site to take immediate action to address damage to the protective cap of fabric and rock intended to keep the sediment right there. Don't know. We'll see what happens.
Wow.
War, and again, as we continue to find out more and more, that kind of stuff will be out there. So, Game of Thrones spinoff may be coming in 2019.
Okay,
you know that. One more thing that would be of Game of Thrones.
Are they going to do the prequel stuff?
Well, let me see. Multiple spinoffs currently in development. We know that. But no, they're not saying anything else.
Well, you know, there's a whole story before Game of Thrones starts.
Uh-huh.
It was the war, the civil war that they had.
Okay.
That led to Robert Baratheon getting the Iron Throne.
See, that's we were talking about that in the hall just the other day. I'm sorry you weren't there, though.
Well, you know, I think Robert was a little misunderstood.
Yeah.
He was a guy that liked to have a fun time.
Exactly.
He was all right.
Exactly right. Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't forget, Big Bang Theory's on tonight. Leonard's job is at stake after he gives an embarrassing radio interview to NPR.
Oh, man.
All right. And Dancing with the Stars, that's on at 7 o'clock tonight, too.
Yay. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't think I've ever watched that. Okay.
And really?
Never?
Never. Wow.
I mean, I get the concept. I've seen like 10 and 15 seconds of it, but no. In the meantime, next half hour, also the highest paid actors on TV, highest paid actors, that'd be like males because we did
all
the females
from Big
last
Bang
week.
Theory.
And they all make a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
High temperature all week long, probably going to be in the upper 80s. Low temperature will be in the middle 70s. The deal is about rain. We do have a chance of some showers, as a matter of fact, about 60% tomorrow. Right now, 72 WTAW, College Station Bryan. It's 8 o'clock.